Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tracy Eden is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy is a member of our Brain Trust, National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group out of the great city of Atlanta in the great state of Georgia. Tracy Eden, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. Tracy, I want you to help me out with something. I don't know much about, I'm not all that smart, but there's one thing I know a lot about, and that's small business capitalization, getting money into a bank, into a small business, or you know, what causes them not to get the money, or you know, or the whole, you know, two-way direction from the funder to the fundee.
Right.
And when I listen to the people in the national media, when I listen to the administration, bless their hearts. They just the bad information, the insinuations that they're making about small business credit, small business loans, small business having access to credit. We can't get our business our economy kickstart until small businesses can start hiring more people, and they can't hire more people till they can get more loans, and all of that is completely false. Is it not, Tracy?
No, I totally agree. I mean, I think...
Tell the audience why the great one, once again, is right.
The great one?
That would be me. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You should pick up on these things a little quicker, Tracy.
I'm sorry.
If you want to get invited back, you're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit.
Still have my mind in Washington.
We're going into the bonus round. You're going to have to pick up the pace a little. Go ahead.
No, I think there is capital out there. The problem is in this environment, it takes a small business to be very agile and able to make changes and deal with the rapid changes. Credit has tightened, and what I think you're hearing from Washington is that almost it's a tug of war. They're wanting it to get back to the pre-problematic environment where it didn't take much to get approved, and you had some banks who were really running under poor credit structure, but yet they want, on the other side, they want these banks to be responsible and you've got to clean up your act and be
right.
Profitable, and so it's quite.
Well, see, and you're right about that. But the thing is, that's not what they're saying. They're not saying banks loosen up your lending standards. I agree with you. Standards have tightened, and I think they should have tightened. They need to tighten. They need to have tightened over where they were a few years ago. And the regulators don't even care what you and I think. They're going to do what they want to do.
Exactly.
But the what they're saying is that banks aren't lending to small businesses, and they're correct if they're talking about Bank of America, but they're not correct if they're talking about First Community Bank of Peoria, because that's not what's happening. You and I both know independent banks. Community banks, every banker I've talked to on the street, every Main Street banker I've ever talked to says, I've got lots of money to loan to small businesses. That's not the problem. The problem is they're not asking me for loans. Now, you are in a little bit of a different, you've got a niche in all of that. And I want you to tell the audience what that niche is and tell us about your experience these days with small business loan demand.
Well, and I'll give you an interesting situation. You talk about Small Banker America. We just did a transaction for a company. It was
Tracy, tell the audience a little bit about your company.
Well, Commercial Finance Group started in 1974, and basically we provide two financial products to the companies with revenues under $30 million. Our two products, one is a factoring product where the company basically sells its receivable to us at a discount, and they're able to obtain cash flow on that invoice as ongoing working capital.
Which is no different, really, in many ways from getting a loan, because you're going to pay interest on the loan. That's a discount. Same as a discount.
Exactly.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
The other is a line of credit, which is more traditionally mirrors what a bank is going to do. It still tracks to the accounts receivable and inventory. but it works off of a borrowing base. So there's a formula that you run through similar to the way a bank would do it. They look at an aging, what you have outstanding, existing loan balance. As you create new collateral, there becomes availability. As payments come in, that pays down the loan and pays down the receivables, and so it's a constant revolving.
Factoring is transaction based on receivables, no assets in the warehouse.
Right.
And the asset based loan is based is more not less on transaction, more on the strength of the balance sheet.
Exactly. And a constant, in other words, it's typically a client that's very regularly in a borrowing scenario where
right.
factoring allows a lot more flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If a guy needs to come in and just basically, hey, I've got to kick up some availability and I'm only going to factor a few accounts.
And the beautiful part about what their company does, and there, as you know, as Tracy will tell you, there are a lot of other people around the country who do this. And the good thing, the reason that's an important niche for them to fill is because both of those products are typically not available from the only people who are loaning to small businesses right now, the only other people who are loaning to small businesses right now, and that's community banks. They typically
right.
don't because they're just not staffed for that. You've got to have people who are staffed for that kind of transaction. They typically won't do that.
Now, there's a lot of overhead that goes along with being able to run a back office
right.
and having the systems and so forth. But to your initial point, I mean, the community banks are out lending money, and they're doing startups. They're doing companies that are, you know, a year or two years old in business.
But every banker I'm talking to says we're not getting the demand that we'd like to have.
They're not. The loan demand is down.
How about for you?
I mean, our demand is up. Our problem is what we're seeing. See, we work very heavily on referrals from
right.
the banking community. So what we've been seeing is a lot of problematic situations that we're unable to help because it's already upside down.
Right. So when the talking heads on television and the Wall Streeters and the people in Washington go around acting like they're going to, you know, save the day by giving $30 billion in TARP money to community banks, you know, when I talk to the community banks, I talk to owners I've talked to have said basically anywhere from ho-hum, I'll take a look, to let me tell you where you can put your TARP money. Now, I've
right.
gotten, you know, from those extremes. But,
they don't need it.
That's
need
exactly
it.
Right.
And it's just creating a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you what, none of them, to the man or the woman, none of them are looking forward to the strings that are going to come with it.
Oh, boy.
The government strings, the mayhem that could result from being connected to the government. So that's not a good program, folks. Right back after these messages with Tracy Eden.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.